Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. In these brutal temperatures, our 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander is catching up with folks who have no choice but to be out in the cold.
Some of us have the luxury of hopping in a car and doing the bundled up mad dash into our workplace. But the unsung heroes are those that work outside for hours on end, like our crossing guards. She had two words for me.
Extremely cold.
She says she's only been at it for a few months and not even her clothes are doing the job.
Because I have on 3 layers down the bottom and 7 layers up the top, but still cold.
She says the only thing keeping her warm is marching in place or up and down the block. But what makes her heart warm? Seeing kids get in the building safely and knowing that she was responsible for it. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Governor Hochul is laying out her latest budget proposal this afternoon. The fate of New York State's complex school funding formula is one of the big questions ahead of the governor's budget address. Education advocates have for years been calling for the formula to be updated to factor in the changing student populations, the regional costs, and the changes in poverty, along with a way to more equitably distribute aid. It's believed from the governor's proposal that she could include anything from small adjustments to sweeping reforms. Overall, Hochul's $252 billion proposal is expected to include funding for expanded childcare access and free meals at school for more students, the same tax rate for the wealthiest New Yorkers, and a $3 billion rebate check program to counter inflation. She could also reveal in her plan to create more revenue for the MTA. The mayor can expect some questions today about his schedule on Martin Luther King Day yesterday.
The day after Mayor Adams headed to the nation's capital following a late offer of an invitation to the inauguration, he faces reporters for his weekly press availability. The mayor canceled 2 MLK Jr. events in New York City to go to Washington, D.C., where he posed for photos with various Trump supporters. The mayor met with Donald Trump earlier in the week and said they discussed city matters and did not discuss a possible pardon for the criminal charges against him. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The search is on for a mugger armed with a pair of scissors in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Police say the suspect threatened a woman with scissors on the afternoon of December 28th while she was waiting for the bus on 86th Street and 4th Avenue, then made off with her headphones, her cash, and some credit cards. You can see the photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. If you recognize him, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A new Anne Frank exhibit is just days away from its debut right here in New York City. Our Marla Diamond is getting an early look, and she joins us now with this live report.
And Linda, it's a first of its kind exhibit with the meticulously recreated quarters of Anne Frank and her family during the Nazi occupation of Holland. We are here with Ronald Leopold. He is the executive director of the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. And you have really brought a stunning recreation of what people would see there in Holland, but might not be able to travel there to get it.
Yes, we have offering here to American audiences an exhibition that its key element is the full-scale, meticulously recreated hiding place of Anne, where she spent more than 2 years with her family and four other people in hiding until they were caught. But it's one part of a much larger exhibition that presents her life, that the context that shaped her life and that shaped her world-famous diary.
And this comes at a time, as you know, during rising anti-Semitism around the world. You can come to the museum to view the exhibit on the first day, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day. It will open January 27th. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, here's your shot to make part of your home look like the theater district. The City Transportation Department has announced it a limited number of commemorative Broadway street signs, just like the ones on the streets of Manhattan, and they're going up for sale in celebration of Broadway Week. You can get yours now at the City Store, the official store of City of New York, but you'll need to hurry because there are only 50 available, so they could sell out faster than weekend tickets for Hamilton. Well, it looks like the only thing missing in Central Park right now is a roadrunner. You guessed it, there have been at least a couple of sightings of not just one, but a pair of coyotes in the park over the last week or so, including one near the Turtle Pond by the Great Lawn, another in the area of the Ramble by 79th Street. Believe it or not, there's actually been a coyote living in Central Park for a few years now, but now it seems he's found a partner. The Parks Department is urging anyone who spots a coyote to keep your distance. And if one approaches you, make yourself look bigger and make plenty of loud noises.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.